When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Joining the show right now, the Giants hot stove, it's Tyler Rogers, the submarine pitcher, the relief pitcher for the Giants. What's going on, Tyler? How's your offseason going?
Hey, it's going just fine. How about you guys?
It's going good, man. We're just kind of kicking it here today, talking some baseball with a lot of Giants fans. They're trying to get over the Aaron Judge news. So you're the pride of Austin Peay State, University of Tennessee. Thanks for joining the show tonight. So what are you up to this offseason? Are you chasing Jack Ryan around?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm getting to spend a lot of time with my son, Jack, and get to put him to bed every night, which I don't get to do a lot during the season. So just making sure I'm getting that a good quality family time in while I can.
Yeah, you recharge the batteries. You take a break for a little bit. You get some quality family time in. Chase your kid around. There'll be a day, Tyler, not too soon, that when you come home from a game and he's still up, trust me. They get on that baseball schedule when they get a little bit older. You get done with the game at 10, 10:30. You get home at 11 after your treatment, talk to the media, and they're still up. And then they're just like, well, you're on the baseball schedule now. It's official.
Well, I look forward to that day, that's for sure.
Yeah. So how does your offseason go? Do you just unplug for the month of October, relax a little bit, kind of recharge, and then when do you start throwing again, or have you already started throwing again? Do we have him? Did we lose Tyler?
Anything.
Oh. Oop. I'm sorry, you're there. We just lost you for a second. Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, let's see. Basically, the month of October, yeah, I don't really do much. Hang out, try and play some golf, and get some family time in, and watch the playoffs, and wish we were still playing, but other than that, and then November kicks in, and that's time to start getting in the weight room again and getting the body moving again. And then December 1st is when I started playing catch this year. So it's a very slow ramp up when I start playing catch, and I'm with my brother playing catch, and we're about 60 feet right now, about 40 throws at 60 feet. And then it's just really just it's like dad catch, they call it. So, just kind of lobbing it back and forth.
Well, it's literally dad catch with your firstborn on April 12th. I get that 100%. So when you play catch, it's always sidearm. And do you ever tinker with it, Tyler? I was going to ask you this tonight. Do you ever tinker with your delivery and just see how low you can go? Or maybe within the division, this team see me 19 times. I got to tinker with something and change it up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, you're always trying to find something new out there. And every offseason, you kind of go into the offseason with a plan of what you want to work on and get better on. And, you know, something that you saw during the season or whatnot. But most of the time for my offseason program, I'm throwing overhand and just trying to build up that arm strength. And then once I start getting off the mound here in a couple of weeks, then I'll switch to the submarine arm motion.
Talking to Tyler Rogers, Giants reliever. Tyler, Chad Bradford was a teammate of mine in Oakland. And I played behind him, right? And you're seeing him just baffle hitters left and right, dropping down. And then during 9/11, we had a little break in baseball, so we had inter-squads, and I faced him. Has anybody ever told you this? I was hitting left-handed against him, and it was kind of a day inter-squad. I lost the ball. It was either in the bright dirt of the mound or the actual white of the rubber he was dropping down so much. Has anybody ever told you they absolutely lost the pitch because you dropped down so low with your release point?
No one's ever said they've lost it like that, but I have, mentioned we need to get some lighter dirt on the mound. Maybe that would help me out a little bit. And obviously that's why I wear the white cleats, but who knows if it actually works or not, but hey, it's worth a shot.
Absolutely. So you were introduced to this whole sidearm thing your freshman year in college at Garden City Community College in Kansas, and then it kind of just evolved from there?
Yeah. Man, you really did your research for this interview. I'm impressed.
It's just a big league interview. Let's go, baby.
No, yeah. I started throwing sidearm in my freshman year of college, and then I never really worried about the release point. I just kind of let that come natural, and then did 4 years of college, and I kept getting lower and lower. And then one day I looked up and I'm a submarine pitcher. I don't know how it happened. It kind of found me, I guess. And I'm happy it did.
Do you ever get sick of people asking you all these questions about being a sidearm pitcher? It's probably either about your brother being a Twin or how'd you get to be a sidearm pitcher. Does anybody ever just ask you about like 80 appearances in 2021 or 68 last year, posted a sick ERA at 2.22 in 2021? Does anybody just ever, you know, relievers are people too. I'm not just a sidearm guy. Do you ever get sick of that?
No, I don't get sick of it, but, yeah, thank you for mentioning all that stuff. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're being nice right now. I would get sick of it if everybody just was asking me the same questions all the time. Well, talk about your bullpen. Talk about, you know, the guys you work with this year, the development of Camilo Duvall. I think, Tyler, I could be wrong. This guy has a chance to be a special closer someday.
Yeah, he really, really, I mean, he came in at the end of 2021 and he, you know, stepped right into some big leverage spots in big situations late in the season when we were in that run, which we were impressed with. But man, did he really blossom into something dominant. I mean, he was dominant. It was quite impressive, and I'm sure we can expect much of the same from him this year in 23. And you know, John Brebbia, steady force this season, and I'm sure we're going to expect a lot more of that. And you know, everyone down there in the bullpen really is a great time to be around. Everyone's great teammates and great time, and really the games go by fast when we're down there. So it's a great office, that's for sure.
So when I talked to relievers back in the day, they would all complain like, I don't have a role. I never know when I'm going in. Like it's so much easier to know that I'm the seventh inning guy. I'm the eighth inning guy. Has the game changed in that regard where you guys are just always red alert, or do you get into some kind of rhythm down there when the phone rings, you know, it's your inning?
Sometimes you can be in that groove of when you know, it's kind of your inning, but, the game has evolved a little bit to where they are getting away from the you know, you're the seventh inning guy or the eighth inning guy. You kind of have your closer, and you kind of have your guys of where the coaching staff will, they'll come up to, you know, me or someone else, and they'll be like, hey, these are kind of the guys we're looking to have you face tonight. So this is kind of your pocket of the lineup. So, you know, even, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth runs around, and, you know, I see my pocket of the lineup run around, you know, then I'm kind of mentally prepared to, oh, okay, this could be my spot. So it's not necessarily anything. It could be a portion of the lineup thing.
Yeah, and they let you know probably in the pre-series meeting the guys that you match up best against. Talking to Tyler Rogers, Giants reliever, nice enough to join us on the Giants Hot Stove Show right now. So is Brebbia the guy down there that keeps you guys all loose during the game? Who's the guy that's the funniest down there that keeps you guys loose before you have to start locking in and toward the fifth or sixth inning?
It's definitely John Brebbia. He's got that unique ability to be able to, you know, be joking, messing around, but then with the flip of a switch, he can lock it in. It's quite impressive. But that all starts with his prep work before the game. I mean, the guy does more prep work than anybody else, and, you know, gets ready so that way he can go down to the bullpen and kind of be the jokester and that lively person down there. And he talks to more fans than anybody down there, that's for sure. He's definitely a fan favorite. We got to see some John Brebbia jerseys down there at the end of the year. And you don't see that from bullpen guys a lot, so I know he was pretty excited about that.
What is this is such a cliche question. What is the best bullpen in the league, and what is the worst bullpen in the league?
Wow. Let's see.
I think I know the worst, you know, from what I've heard. But
I don't want to hate on the Oakland Coliseum, but that's by far not the best bullpen. You got to slouch to get underneath the little shade area in there. Then, yeah.
What about Dodger Stadium? I heard Dodger Stadium's rough down there.
Dodger Stadium, they let you know. They're right on you from the get-go, yelling at you right on there. But we kind of embrace that now. We love that type of atmosphere when you just walk into the bullpen. They're on you, yelling at you, telling you you're going to blow the game that night. So that's always fun. And really, if you're in the big leagues, there's no bad bullpen. Let's get real.
Yeah, that is true. Everyone used to ask me my favorite park, my least favorite park. I'm like, any big league park. But the one, Tyler, that I always think's a trip for you guys, and I don't know how you handle it, is Wrigley Field now that you're indoors. You have no atmosphere at all. You guys are locked in a little cage, and all of a sudden the barn doors open up, and there's like 38,000 drunk Cubs fan, and you got to come out there and just into that environment and go from 0 to 100 just like that.
Yeah, that is a different and something to get used to. But the one nice thing about that is it's like a concrete underground bunker. So when you're throwing warm-up pitches, the catcher's mitt is really popping, so it feels like you're throwing gas that day. So that's a nice perk to the Wrigley Field bullpen.
Yeah, I've heard those microphones down there. It sounds like everybody's throwing 100, so that must give you a lot of good vibes going into the game. All right, I'm not doing my job if I don't ask you this on the way out. The Aaron Judge thing, you paid attention to it. I know as a player that sometimes you have no control over it, and we have a good team anyways, and yeah, it would have been nice. But like, what are your thoughts today as a Giant in seeing him sign back with the Yankees real quick?
Hey, I was just like everybody else. I was refreshing the Twitter feed, hoping for the best, just like every other Giants fan. But, you know, it sounds like we gave it a good run and good shot, so that's really all you can ask for. And I'm sure they gave him a good offer, but at the end of the day, it didn't work out. And, you know, if you ask me, I always trust Farhan and what he's doing. So on to the next one.
That's a great answer. It's a professional answer. I appreciate your honesty right there, because you guys have no control over it. You're just like the fans at this point. You're all calling each other, texting each other, what do you hear, what do you hear? And then the next thing you know, he goes somewhere else. And I think you're all lucky in the sense that you have an ownership group and a general manager that's going out there and fighting hard for you guys and trying to make your team better next year. So, Tyler, as you gear up and you start to drop down a little bit here as we get closer to spring training, enjoy the rest of your winter. Enjoy the family time. And I really appreciate you taking time out in the off season to come on the show tonight. Thanks very much, man.
Hey, no problem. Nice talking with you. You have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Tyler Rogers, Giants reliever, nice enough to join us on the Giants Hot Stove Show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.